الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, we know we have come now to the end of Sha'ban. And the month of Ramadan is at our doorstep. So it is only appropriate that we should speak about this blessed month of Ramadan. This very important visitor and guest, which we have to embrace wholeheartedly. The virtues of Ramadan we have heard previously, and we will again hear it before Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan. It is a time and opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to connect to Him, to gain His recognition, His ma'rifah, to ponder, to contemplate, to cogitate, reflect how great Allah Rabbul Izzat is. That He is our creator, He is our khaliq, He is our raziq. Everything is in His control. How powerful, how mighty Allah is. It is a time in Ramadan when we will be fasting and we will be abstaining from all those things that Allah has made in other times permissible for us to indulge in, but during fasting we will not be able to even indulge in those things which are normally halal. Eating, drinking, having a relationship with our wives. So it is a time to ponder and reflect that I am an abd, I am a slave, and Allah is the malik. It is a time for us to show that khushu', that khudu', humble ourselves, to become subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and realize that Allah has placed us into this world for just a few days. Our ultimate abode is the akhirah. We have to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one riwayat it is mentioned, in hadithi Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibn Adam, utlubni tajidni. O man, search for me. Look for me. You will find me. Fa'in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you have found me, you have found everything. Wa'in fittuka fataka kullu shay. But if you miss me, you have missed everything. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ That's the greatest loss. Have we pondered over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In all the other months we have become so engrossed in every other activity of this dunya. But Allah has given us that opportunity in the month of Ramadan now. We will be reciting the Quran, Taraweeh Salah, fasting, the roza we will keep. We will show it is Shahrul Muwasat, Shahrul Sabr, compassion. We will feed the hungry, the poor. It is a time when we will be reciting the Quran. So that is a time and opportunity. Ulama say, Fursatun Thamina, a golden opportunity to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To realize His greatness. Ikramah rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, لو جعل الله جميع نور أبصار الجن والإنس والطير في عيني عبد. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to give all the power of vision and sight that all the animals possess and all the birds possess and all the jinn possess and the human race possess, the power of vision, the power of sight that every single creation of Allah has, if Allah gives this to just one person, and gives him that type of power, of sight, ثم كشف حجابا من 70 حجابا دون الشمس. Then Allah removes just one curtain, one veil of the 70 veils between man and the sun. We cannot see those veils, but Allah just removes this one curtain, one veil. لَمَسْتَطَاعَ أَن يَنْظُرَ إِلَيْهَا. Man will not be able to look directly at the sun. And then he says, وَنُورُ الشَّمْسِ, the light of the sun, جُزْءٌ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِنْ نُورِ الْكُرْسِي. That this light that the sun has, the nur that Allah has given the sight, the radiant sun, is only 1/70th. It's a fraction of the nur that the kursi of Allah has. And the nur the kursi of Allah has is just 1/70th of the nur of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nur al arsh juz'un min 70 juz'an min nur al sitr. And the arsh, the nur that the effulgence that Allah has placed on his throne is only 1/70th of the nur that Allah has placed on that curtain which Allah will remove, and the people in Jannah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Kathir rahmatullah says, فَانْظُرْ, ponder, مَاذَا أَعْتَى اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ وَقْتَ قِيَانِهِ. When he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what nur Allah has given his servant in Jannah, where he will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقْتَ نَظَرٍ إِلَى وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عِيَانًا. When he will see Allah ta'ala openly. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us opportunities. In one riwayat it is mentioned in Tabrani, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ فِي أَيَّامِ الدَّهْرِ نَفَحَاتٍ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا فَلَعَلَّ أَحَدَكُمْ تُصِيبُهُ نَفْحَةٌ فَلَا يَشْقَى بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. That Allah has kept moments in our lives, in our days, in our years. Allah has kept certain moments and opportunities where the breeze and the fragrance of Allah's mercy comes down. So we should go forward, present ourselves and obtain these mercies, these opportunities. Any person who gets this breeze or the fragrance of these mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will never be wretched. He will never be unlucky. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, if only my ummah knew the value of Ramadan, the reality of Ramadan, the value of Ramadan, the ummah will desire that the entire year be Ramadan. The Salafus Salihin, they would prepare 6 months before Ramadan. 6 months before Ramadan, they would be preparing for the month of Ramadan to come. And after Ramadan, 6 months, they would be crying to Allah, oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, accept the ibadat we made in the month of Ramadan. How do we accept this Ramadan? How are we going to embrace and welcome this Ramadan? Are we amongst those people who are like the Salafi Salihin, who are waiting for this very important guest and this daif to come for this short period of 30 days? Or are we going to be like those people who regard Ramadan as a burden? A burden. Fasting is a burden. Taraweeh, salah, we complain. It is so difficult. Qiyamul layl, tahajjud is something very difficult. Tilawat of the Quran, we can't even read. We just wait. The Ramadan passes by and we can enjoy the day of Eid and after. No. This should not be our attitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah does not need us. Allah is ghani. We are fuqara ila Allah. We are beggars. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is samad. But Allah has given us these opportunities to gain from His treasures, to knock on His door. Ramadan is a month where a person should be making abundant dhikr of La ilaha illallah. Again, reflecting on the greatness of Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship, of being worshipped, besides Allah. And this conviction has to come into our hearts. And then abundant istighfar. And Rasulullah mentioned, seek jannat, make dua for jannat, jannatul firdaus. And seek refuge in the month of Ramadan from the fire of Jahannam. Therefore, the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A very sacred, blessed month dawns over you. And then he explained the virtues, some of the virtues of Ramadan, in which he says, فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. In Ramadan, there is just this one night which is better than 1,000 months. Subhanallah, 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadr. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is a month of patience. And sabr does not only mean sabr on some musibah, no. Sabr ala ta'at. Sabr anil ma'asiyah. In the month of Ramadan, still we commit sins. In the month of Ramadan, we still don't refrain from all those evil habits and practices. In the month of Ramadan, are we still going to be glued to the TV, to the television, and watching the World Cup or the different matches that are taking place? What a great loss it will be. My respected brothers and elders, there has to come the time in our life when we apply brakes on our heart and we say, no, la, never. I will please my Allah. I will turn to my Allah. I will fight the dictates of my nafs. I will not become a slave of my passions and desires. Otherwise, how many a fasting person, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِ, gets nothing of his fast, إِلَّا الظَّمَى, except thirst, إِلَّا الْجُوعِ, except hunger. He kept fast. Allah is not in need of our fasting. مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَيَّدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. A person in the month of Ramadan while fasting, if he speaks lies, he's making ghibah, he's practicing on all his evil habits, Allah has got no hajat, no need in us abandoning our, forsaking our food and drink for that few hours. Allah wants to reward us. Allah wants to bless us. So let us not have that type of attitude. Let us embrace Ramadan. We have still a week left, inshallah. May Allah bless us with the Ramadan. May Allah give us the barakat of Ramadan. May Allah bless us with the maghfirat, the rahmat. Awaluhu rahmah. Wa awsatuhu maghfirah. Wa akhiruhu itqum minan nar. The first 10 days is the means of mercy. Rahmatak Allah. The second day is maghfirat. Allah forgives. The last 10 days, Allah emancipates souls from the fire of Jahannam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported by Muslim. And he says, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When Ramadan comes, the doors of paradise are open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. The shayateen that troubled us the entire year, and who we blame all the time, they are chained, they are fastened. So Allah makes the ibadat easy for us. Allah makes the occasion of Ramadan easy for us to reach Him, to benefit from His mercy. Imagine the month of Ramadan comes and a person does not seek forgiveness over his sins. And therefore Rasulullah said, بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Woe be, curse be upon that person who the month of Ramadan comes and he is still not forgiven. So Allah has these moments, these opportunities that Allah has given us. It is the time to turn to Allah, to supplicate, to make dua. The dua of a sa'im, of a fasting person is maqbool. It is accepted by Allah. لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَان. For a fasting person, there are two occasions of joy and happiness when he's going to make iftar. Any person, entire day you were hungry. Now you see all those delicacies in front of you. Your heart desires that. So you will enjoy that iftar. وَعِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. And the time when he will meet is Allah. And he will see the rewards that Allah has kept for him. Unlike other ibadat with the sawab is mentioned in the different riwayat. When it comes to fasting, Allah says, "As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih." Fasting is for me, and I will give reward for it. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi also Hafiz ibn Hajar, ibn Rajab rahmatullahi have mentioned. The reason for this, they say in other ibadat, they're apparent. The person going for hajj, you can see him going for hajj. Salat he's performing, zakat he's giving. But when it comes to fasting, it is something that is internal. There is more ikhlas. There is more sincerity in the person. And therefore Allah says, I myself will reward this person. Imagine Allah himself giving the reward. And also in the hadith it is mentioned that he has left his food, his drink, his pleasures li'ajli, for my sake. Subhanallah. Allah says, for me he has done all this. Therefore Allah says, I will reward such a person. So the whole object of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so we may gain this taqwa. And what is this taqwa? That we refrain from all those things that Allah has prohibited. And we do all those things that Allah has commanded us. And we develop in ourselves the consciousness of Allah. Allah is watching me. Allah is raqib. In my talking, in my walking, in my activities, in my dealings. Whether I'm at home, in the masjid, whether I'm in the bazaar. Allah is watching me. A shair, a poet says, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ فَلَا تَقُلْ خَلَوْتُ وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ. When you're all alone, don't think there's nobody here. So maybe I can do something wrong. Remember, Allah is watching you. So brothers and elders, this month of Ramadan is an opportunity, a great opportunity. Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it not happen that we go empty-handed. When it is raining, torrential rain, and there's drought before that, and we require every drop of water, and we go out, how much of rain we can get, how much of water we will get. But if somebody decides he will not go out, and he will sit at home, he will not make any effort, his bucket will be empty. And therefore another poet says, إِذَا الرَّوْضُ أَمْسَى مُجْدِبًا فِي رَبِيعِهِ. A beautiful garden and orchard. When that orchard becomes dry in the time of spring, when it is spring, everything is flourishing. You see the trees, the flowers, the crops, the fruit. إِذَا الرَّوْضُ أَمْسَى مُجْدِبًا فِي رَبِيعِهِ. Time of spring, time of everything flourishing so well, so beautifully. If at that time, if your garden has gone dry, ففي أي حين ففي أي وقت يستنير ويخصب. Then in which time will that garden ever become lush? When will that garden ever blossom then? Ramadan is coming, respected brothers and elders. It's a time to read the Quran more than what we recite other times. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi, and all the a'imma, you read the biographies, they won't read one Quran in Ramadan. It is mentioned 60 khatam of Quran they would make in the month of Ramadan. The Salaf al-Salihin would hold onto the Quran. Somebody says, إِذَا كُنْتَ تَزْعُمُ حُبِّي فَلِمَا هَجَرْتَ كِتَابِي أَمَا تَأَمَّلْتَ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ لَذِيذِ خِطَابِي. If you claim you love Allah, Allah says, it's a poem. The person says, as though Allah is saying, if you claim that you love me, why have you left my Quran? Haven't you pondered over the beautiful meanings and messages I have in my kitab? This fasting and this Quran, as-siyam wal-Quran, yashfa'ani, they will seek intercession on behalf of the person on the day of Qiyamah. If the person has been taken to Jahannam, then this fasting, this roza will come. Oh Allah, I stopped him from eating and drinking. Ya Allah, out of your pleasure, he did not indulge in these food and in these activities. And Allah Ta'ala will protect him from Jahannam. Similarly, Quran. And therefore it is mentioned, As-Siyamu Junnah. Fasting is a shield. It protects a person from the fire of Jahannam. It helps a person to ward off evil. A person is tempted to cast a lustful glance at a woman. He realizes he is fasting. And he will spoil his fast. Therefore he refrains from casting that lustful glance. He is tempted to speak lies. He's tempted to carry tales. He's tempted to backbite. He's tempted to use vulgar language. He's tempted to become angry. He realizes, I'm fasting. And Allah does not want me to become angry. Allah does not want me to use vulgar language. And therefore, even if somebody begins to quarrel with the person who is fasting, فَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدْ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. If somebody irritates you, he annoys you, and now he swears you, he makes you upset, don't become upset. Ignore the person, say, I am fasting. It will remind him also that he is also fasting. And therefore we should not taint this fast. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were two women who came and who were fasting. And they complained of severe spasms of hunger. And when Rasulullah sallallahu told them to vomit and take out whatever they had, and there were pieces of meat that came out. And he says, this was an account of them having made ghibat of some person. My respected brothers and elders, there are so many virtues of fasting. As I mentioned, it is a shahr, it is shahrul Quran, shahrul sabr, shahrul ghufran. Somebody gave a very beautiful analogy, an example of the story of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, we're not going to go to the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, beautiful surah. But those of us, we know those lessons of Surah Yusuf. That Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had 12 sons. And the most beloved, ahabbul awladi ila Yaqub, was Yusuf. So he gives an analogy. He said, like that we have 12 months in the year. And the month which is most beloved to Allah is the month of Ramadan. And he says that, what did Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tell his brothers? You know the entire incident, they threw him in the well, and he was sold after that as a slave, and then he went into prison, and finally when he became the minister of finance, and his brothers appeared before him because there was drought in Misr, in Egypt, and they came. Or when there was drought in Palestine, and they come to Egypt, and they seek ration and food from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they realized later on that this was our brother Yusuf, what did he say? لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There is no revenge. There is no revenge. There is ghufran, there is forgiveness for you. In a similar way, the month of Ramadan is a month of ghufran. It's a month of forgiveness. Allah forgives us. Every single night of Ramadan, Allah emancipates thousands and thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam. Every single day, Allah decorates the jannat of the fasting person. And in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, يَجْعَلُوا بِضَعَةَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ. When they came with something to bargain with, to pay as capital and to receive some type of food. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tells his men that whatever they have brought, just quietly put it back into their bags. We're not taking any monies from them. This was the generosity he had. Brothers and elders, this is the lesson of Ramadan. It is a time of generosity. When Allah's mercy is pouring, Allah's maghfirat is pouring, and Rasulullah himself, kana ajwada, he would be extremely generous in the month of Ramadan, more than any other month. And we know the generosity of Rasulullah. He never knew la, besides saying la ilaha illallah. Whenever anybody came, he would never refuse any person. So can you imagine in the month of Ramadan, how generous he was, how large hearted he was. Man fattara sa'iman. You give one fasting person some iftar. What is the reward? Kana maghfiratan lah. It will be maghfirat for this person who is giving this food. Wa itqum minan nar. It will be a means of him saving himself from the fire of Jahannam. وَكَانْ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ. And he'll even get the reward of the person who was fasting. In one riwayat, in the same riwayat I mentioned in the beginning of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah says, even if you give a sip of water, subhanallah, everybody may not have the means. If you don't have a date, At least give him a sip of water. Then he will drink from the hold, the kawthar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after drinking from that, sharbatan, just one sip, la yadhma'u ba'dahu abada, the person will never become thirsty. There are so many lessons of the month of Ramadan. Feeding the poor, feeding the fasting people, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making istighfar in abundance. And brothers, at the time of sihri, Rasulullah says, tasahharu, make sihri. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحْرِ بَرَكَةٍ. There is barakah, blessing. Now we're not going to explain what is the barakah. You know, psychologically it tells a person that I've taken some food, I have partook of some meal, psychologically it gives you that quwwat, the strength. And Allah has kept it such. And also there is a difference between Ahli Kitab and the believers. Ahli Kitab do not make sahri. And Rasulullah want us to make sahri. At the time of iftar, we are so busy running around, worried about the samosas and things that we have, that is the time to turn to Allah and cry, and make dua, and beg from Allah. That is the time when du'as are maqbool, are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our women folk also at home, because they are so worried that when we come home, everything must be ready on the table. So those poor ladies, they don't have time to engage in du'a. Du'a of a fasting person is accepted, is on a light-hearted note. So there was a person, he was fasting in time of iftar, he's indulging in du'a, he's crying, making du'a. Allah, give my friend a very beautiful, pious wife. Allahumma zawwij sadiqi imra'atan jamilatan salihatan. His wife says, oh. She comes there, she gives him one smack. What are you saying? He says, I'm not making du'a for me, for my friend. What is wrong in that du'a? She says, don't you know du'a for fasting person is accept? Of course. That is why I'm making du'a for my friend. I want him to get a very beautiful wife. So she says, what about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says, when you make dua for your Muslim brother, the angels say, Ameen, walaka bimithlih, and you also get the same. You can make any other dua, but don't make dua for your friend to get a beautiful wife. Brothers, it is the time of Ramadan, fasting, at the time of iftar. Don't worry about the next person. It's the time of buka, crying. It's the time of crying. Taraweeh salah should not be a burden. We should enjoy, even though we do not understand, but we should make attempts to understand the Quran. Nevertheless, enjoy. What do? We look at which masjid finishes Taraweeh the quickest. Think of the sacrifices Sahaba made. Think of the sacrifices Rasulullah made. He cried for the Ummah. In the month of Ramadan, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come to Rasulullah حين يلقاه جبريل كان يدارسه القرآن. Rasulullah would recite the Quran to Jibreel, and Jibreel would recite to him. It's a month of Quran, a month of patience. Even after Taraweeh Salah at home, when we come for sihri, Qiyamul Layl, stand up and make dua, read Tahajjud Salat. The month of Ramadan, fortunate are those who will go for Umrah. May Allah accept the Umrah. Make it easy for them. Because you get the sawab. Kana hajjatan ma'i. You get the sawab of hajj with Rasulullah ﷺ. And those, that person who goes out in the path of Allah while fasting. Man sama yawman fi sabilillah. Person goes out in the path of Allah and one day, just one day roza, he's fasting. Ba'ad Allahu an wajhi sab'ina kharifan. بَعَدَ اللَّهُ النَّارَ عَنْ وَجِي سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the fire of Jahannam far away from his face a distance of 70 years. 70 years. Subhanallah. Imagine the whole Ramadan person in the path of Allah. Then of course we have in the last 10 nights the i'tikaf. And then we should be seeking Laylatul Qadr. Somebody said it so beautifully, that make our lives like the month of Ramadan, and when we will be passing away, we will see that type of enjoyment like we see when we see the moon of Eid. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.